black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. The Americans are making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News. I'm your host, President Zen One, and we've got a great show for you today. We'll be checking out what's making headlines, and later on, we have a special report on the Ars Notoria, a rare ancient text said to teach superhuman abilities. And this is on ancientcode.com. So all that and more coming up next. But first, ladies and gentlemen, just want to mention that I've made some upgrades to the show, new sound effects and whatnot. 1 week to go on the internship as well. It's been a hell of a ride. It's been a roller coaster. And I'm really going to miss being there. And I'm going to apply at that location. And, you know, if it's meant to be, it is. And if not, it is time for me to move on and figure out the next phase of my life and where that will begin. So it's very unknown. And instead of being scared of the unknown, like mankind has historically, I'm just going to at least fool myself to be like, great, the unknown. Awesome. So that's my little advice for you if you want to hack your mind. Also, this week I'm featured on friend of the show, Jay Hernandez Minds podcast. So check that out. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. I'm also going to share that episode on Black Helicopter News on Facebook. So like the page if you haven't already. Besides that, I'm just grinding out on Elder Scrolls Online. I'm anxiously awaiting Captain America Civil War. And the new season of Ancient Aliens, which both come out on May 6th. All right, folks, that's all I really wanted to mention. Now, back to the news. Jesse Ventura, I'll run for president if Bernie Sanders loses. This is on AboveTopSecret.com. Jesse Ventura said recently those very words, and he told the Daily Beast that. Jesse Ventura was a former governor of Minnesota as an independent in 98, also was a Navy SEAL and a professional wrestler. His campaign was very pivotal and successful and encouraging because it showed an outsider could be elected. So Trump and Sanders are kind of trying to go on that kind of a angle and exploiting it on a mainstream level, but he bets he can do it again if Sanders loses and Hillary's elected going up against Trump. This is what he said. They're setting up the groundwork for me because if Bernie loses, by the time we get to June, how sick are the people going to be of all these people? He said while dressed in a Jimi Hendrix shirt. Can Ventura get in a race, raise enough money? And if he did, can he really win? I personally think he can. And I am going to vote most likely for a third party candidate. This year. I think the third parties have a lot of viable candidates. I think Jesse Ventura is a viable candidate, and as well as Gary Johnson, as well as Jill Stein, as well as John McAfee. I am sick of the establishment controlling us, and I know the people are too. Look, all I know is that the globalists are taking over, and that Hillary is one of them. Obama's a globalist. Many members of both parties in this false paradigm are globalists, and I don't think that they deserve to be in control of our sovereign nation. But all this talk may be for nothing, because as Ron Paul had said, voting is merely meant to pacify the people. It's actually rigged, just like the stock market's rigged, just like the economy's rigged. Politics is rigged. 1,500-year-old mummy wearing Adidas sneakers believed to be a time traveler. A recently unearthed mummy equipped with a well-preserved pair of Adidas sneaker have intrigued archaeologists and conspiracists alike. While some consider it to be just a lucky find, others have brought conclusive arguments as why this could be remnants of an actual time traveler. And you know what? This is interesting. I'm going to post this picture on Instagram as well as another famous photo or two that I have just thought of that make the case for time travel. The one I'm thinking of offhand that reminds me of this is one in which there was someone, an individual that looked like a hipster back in, I believe, believe, the 1920s or 1930s. They didn't even really have graphic tees back then. And this individual's wearing, like, a graphic logo t-shirt and a cardigan and some pretty hip-looking sunglasses. He looks like someone walking down the street today in downtown Asbury. It's just interesting because everyone else around him is dressed as they did in that era, where they all wore white shirts and ties and suit jackets and business hats. So in this one crowd, there's this one individual that just looks like he doesn't belong. And it's something that we will never know the truth of until we reach a time in our linear timeline, which will bring time travel. Then we can look back on this and say it's most definitely, without a doubt, conclusive proof. It's a visual proof, if you will. So, not to get too deep into it, but time travel is amazing. We soon will be at that technological milestone moment in history. We will reach there very soon. Time travel is almost completely possible. It probably will, either within our lifetime or within our next generation's lifetime. Until that day, though, we need to focus our attention on this find in the Altai Mountains in Siberia. This unusual mummy was found. This is the interesting thing. There's a certain item on a deceased body that resembles Adidas, as we've been saying. But if the pair of shoes are authentic, then the world will know time travel is real. But I'm inclined to think some people at that time were also skilled shoemakers. So maybe the descendants of Adidas sneaker designers had designed it. Maybe it was just something, a design that was given to them in a dreamlike state, and it just passed on. And I don't know. But this is very interesting. And also, it's a well-preserved body belonging to a person that lived over 1,500 years ago in Central Asia. It was found alongside a horse, the remains of a horse, a pillow, and a sheep's head. Archaeologists also found a saddle, a bridle, a clay vase, or vase, I should say, a wooden bowl, iron kettle, and four different types of Mongolian clothes. I have a picture of it. I will actually post that too. So I'm going to post a few pictures on Instagram today. When this episode is coming out, it is May 1st, 2016. And you can catch me on Instagram at PresidentZen1. It's a rare phenomenon. It seems to be the remains of a woman because they found no trace of a weapon in the tomb where male warriors were always buried alongside their bow and arrow. Okay, so it was buried in cold temperatures of the top of a mountain, and that preserved it. The thing is, this woman does not appear to be rich. She didn't even have a wallet on her. What's she doing with a fantastic pair of sneakers and some coats? Well, here's what doesn't add up. When you see somebody from that region back then, because she obviously wasn't rich, so why was she buried on top of a mountain, for one? Why did she have only one horse? That was all her possessions. So to have the coats, the many coats, I don't know, folks. Next up, Salon admits mainstream media manipulates and deceives the public. This is why MSM is rapidly losing viewership. Salon is a leftist media outlet, and it actually unintentionally admitted the mainstream media manipulates public opinion. In an article discussing non-politicians' influence over American politics, Salon claimed Amazon's Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post to influence public opinion. Not a known political financier, but Amazon's CEO took a less direct route to political influence and purchased the Washington Post in 2013. Salon's Brendan Gauthier wrote, "Although it's been well documented that the mainstream media has practically been a government mouthpiece since at least the 50s, when the CIA's Operation Mockingbird began, it's ironic to see a leftist outlet like Salon openly admitting the Washington Post has a similar bias. So while I'm not a fan of Salon, I do respect them, and they do have some good articles and some good journalists there. But it's amazing. And like I said, every day this is coming out. Every day this is becoming bigger and bigger, and they're getting more and more discredited. The dinosaur media, the enemy collaborator, state-run media. And this is why I started, as I always mention, and I keep harping on it, but this is not good when the criminal media is being told what to say and what not to say by alphabet agencies. I think it's disgusting. I think it's unprofessional. It goes against every principle and tenet of freedom of press and freedom of speech. And quite frankly, I've had enough of this, and I know you agree with me, folks. We have to keep spreading the word and keep fighting the info war. They are manipulating public opinion and training us to live in an Orwellian police state. So share this podcast with friends, family, and loved ones. We're making a difference. We are growing every day, exponentially, and reaching, potentially, conservatively, millions. Globalists are attacking other people in other countries, so that's why this is a worldwide transmission. I feel a kinship with people being attacked by the same enemy. The globalists are attacking all over Europe, all over South America. I feel a kinship with my fellow man in other countries. The criminal bankers taking over, and a New World Order garbage they're shoving down our throats.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen One, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today.
Pump up the volume and let the music play. President Zen 1 in the new CD, Rorschach Test. Featuring the smash single, Project Bluebeam. Rorschach Test, available on iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, and other fine music stores. You can buy my new CD, Rorschach Test, and Philosopher's Stone, both for only $9.99. Check us out on Armageddon Records Shop or on eBay. I've got digital download cards of both EPs for sale, or just inbox us at zen1music@gmail.com. What are you waiting for?
Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Records Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Records Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Records Shop on eBay.
And we're back, folks. You're listening to Black Helicopter News. All right, our special report. The Ars Notoria, a rare ancient text said to teach superhuman abilities. This is on ancientcode.com. The Ars Notoria is a rare ancient magical text that is said to perfect memory and master academia, among other incredible things. Do you believe that there's ancient texts that help understand how humans function? I do. Several sciences are known for avoiding many parts they can't comprehend or explain. Is it possible that this is one of them? Countless ancient books have been written in the past, promising otherworldly powers to those who welcome its knowledge. People in the past firmly believed that ancient scripts offered magical powers and ways of altering the consciousness of those who read it. As I've said many times, words have power. But where does this mysterious knowledge come from? In the distant past, not many knew how to read or interpret ancient and sacred writings, which could have inherently categorized some texts as mysterious and powerful. In this famous textbook of magic include instructions on how to create talismans and amulets and perform magic spells. There is an ancient text called the Ars Notoria, or the Notary Art of Solomon. This ancient text can be traced back to the 13th century, with some parts written as early as the 12th century. While there's numerous ancient texts that promised otherworldly powers in the past, this one was different because it specifically focused on prayers, meditations, and such, which focused exclusively on spells, potions, and rituals. The oldest writings of the Lesser Key of Solomon offer those who read and understand it a silver tongue, perfect memory, and unimaginable wisdom. However, since there's been numerous unauthorized revisions through the ages, it's extremely difficult to evaluate its success and functionality. This is allegedly what helped King Solomon become wise and a talented ruler.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Government should be afraid of their people.
Members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Solomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us, just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put him in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
And I want to explain how it gets kind of scary now. Like I've said, words have power. Reading them and stating them. That's obvious. Now, this book in particular, what string of words could have been blended together to create the chaos that it has created? Well, this is one powerful book, folks. And when I tell you some of these alleged cases of individuals who have personally read this book, you will be flabbergasted. Now, this is very scary and creepy, and I'm very worried because I don't want to be scared. Unprofessional, and I truly apologize that it is unprofessional for me to have a beer while I do the news. And I hope I don't get fired by my boss. Now, this just in, I'm my own boss. I'm not controlled by a corporation. So it is public policy for Black Helicopters News reporters to be able to drink beer on the job and smoke pot on the job. So, folks, bear with me. Among those who studied the powers of the Ars Notoria was John of Morgany, a 14th century monk who tried to achieve wisdom and academic mastery. He became afflicted with otherworldly and demonic visions. After his unsuccessful try, he went on and created his own book named Liber Visionum, which stated the Ars Notoria was real and worked. However, it came at an extremely high price to the reader. Folks, would you take a chance reading a book that could possibly bequeath you with wisdom and academic mastery? However, you could become afflicted with demonic visions. I think I'd be willing to do that. I'm single. I've got time on my hands. Yeah, demonic visions. That would make for some good podcasts. Anyway, inside the ancient text, there's a communication trick many readers will find fascinating. It's called the magnetic experiment. It details how to use lodestone in order to communicate throughout great distances. It's believed that if the two needles were rubbed against the same exact lodestone, the needles would eventually become entangled with each other. Consequently, if one needle moves, so would the other. And this sounds very true, because for such a primitive text to state something like that, a fairly recent theory in quantum physics is quantum entanglement, and this falls within that theory. Furthermore, if one needle is placed in the center of a circle of letters and images, two people could communicate across great distances by spelling out words, similar to a Ouija board. Interestingly, the ancient text contains many ideas and notions that are way ahead of their time. However, given the available info, it's difficult to conclude whether or not they're real, taking into account that in the past, literacy was extremely low. It would be easy to manipulate people by making them believe something like this. So there you have it, folks. That about wraps up this week's episode. I want to thank you for listening, and as always, I'll see you on the other side.